Okay. So we so are there any rayos, further rayos for the shaila of matana? Any further rayos? So the chora, this is a machlokes harishonim, more or less between the Ran and the Mordechai. And the source that this appears is the Gemara Beis Yedzayin Amud Aleph. It says over there that let's say somebody forgot to make their Eruv Tavshilin, so you could give them some flour. And it's okay. So you see over there that giving a gift is mutter. The Ran asks, why isn't this asar because of Zeres Mekach Mekar? And he answers, because you're not doing a kinyan sudr, so it's mutter. You might be doing a kinyan mashicha. But when you don't do, when you're not doing any obvious kinyan, as I give you the flour and you take it, there's no obvious maisa kinyan, so then there's no iser. It would seem, according to the Ran, that there's no restrictions on giving gifts at all on Shabbos. However, the Mordechai in Beitza, Taf, Resh, Ayin, Vav, and Zayin, seems to be machmir. He thinks that there's fundamentally an iser, but there is a heter under certain circumstances. What are those circumstances? So it says, Makna kimcho lacherim, same Gemara, uvahagetiru lahaknos biyantav mishum mitzvah, v'chein lulav v'ch Esrog, right? Everybody knows that if you don't have a little of an esrog, so you do matanamas lahachzir. Yotzin matbilin. So on one hand, what do we see? That the Mordechai does think that there's an iser on gifts. On the other hand, he has a bunch of kulas. He's mutter for Erev Tavshilin, to be makne food for if you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. It's mutter for Arba Minim. It's mutter if you have a kli and you forgot to do tevila, you could be makna the kli to a guy. So he has an iser with a lot of exceptions. But the point is that you see fundamentally there is an iser. So Magen Avraham quotes the Mordechai, Sifkatan Tesvav, right? Very briefly, Vizal, the Mordechai Sover, the Aser Litain Davar B'Matan Al Chaver B'Yantif, Shabbos Elin Kein, Utsarech Mitzvah. That's what he says, and the Magen Avraham is most of also Tzarech Shabbos. What does Tzarech Shabbos mean? Sounds like it means something they're going to use on Shabbos, like food. And that's why the Magen Avraham gets all upset about this practice that they would give a gift, a wedding gift, to the Chasan HaDoresh on Shabbos. So,
they did an original. They get bar mitzvah
again. So I guess, yeah, like the rabbi, the shul gets up and presents the bar mitzvah boy with a present. Oh, so there's a big problem with this Mordechai. And the problem with the Mordechai is it's against the Mefurash Gemara Elchomer. The Gemara in Beitza, Yadalad and Mabase, says you're allowed to give gifts on Yantif, and even things that aren't directly a Yantif need, because Mishalchan Kalim, Bein Tfurin, Bein She'enan Tfurin, and Vafal Pi Sheish Ba'al Kilayim, Bein Tzach Moed, the Mishnah says, so what does that mean? So tefillin, you can even send tefillin. Aye, but the Mishnah says, kol shenu'usin bo biyantif. Says mefurish, you're allowed to give gifts. You're allowed to even give tefillin because ne'usim ba'bachol. So if you learn like the Ran, gishmak. But if you learn like the Mordechai, we have a big problem. Certainly, if you learn like the Magen Avraham, big problem. If you take a look at the Rashba, he writes, it's simchas yantif. That's why it's mutter. Vim tomer amkem pshita latad laser el tzarch guvel tzarch makoma l'shachum b'yay yishlomer. The Lashalchon Nami, well, he's actually addressing a different question of Muksav. He says, Lashalchon Nami Hainul Tzach Kufo, Shechavero Sameach Lenan Ebedavar. So he is getting Simchas Yantif. That's why it's not Muksa. And maybe we'll say that's why it's Mutter. In other words, this is Bechlal, the Hatch of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said that it's Mutter Bronco Mitzvah. And therefore, this is Mitzvah because it's Simchas Yantif. Or if you want, it's Tzarech Yantif because it's Simchas Yantif. And this is more or less paskind in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yontif, Tav Kuf Tazayin, as well as by the Magen Avraham. It says over there in Sif Gimel, Mashalchim Kelim, Afal Pishem Tfurim, Shem Ruhim Lishayin Alayim, Vafilu Yeshbahem Kilayim, Im Heim Kashim, Umeshalchim Tfilin, Kevan Shiruyim Lahanicham Bechol. Says the Magen Avraham, Kevan Shiruyim, Afal Gab Dachshav Ein Ruyim Lehanus Mehem, Yikol Makom, Simcha Hulo, Shenana Beshiluchan. So the Magen Avraham says, it's mutter. Why? So now the problem is like this. So why is Magen Avraham getting all upset about the giving the presents to the Chasana Dairish? Isn't he Nana Bishilucham? Why is he Machmir? So first I thought that maybe Yantif is more Kal, because of Simchas Yantif they were Mako. But you can't say that, because the Magen Avraham over here explicitly is willing to learn from Yantif to Shabbos. I'm going to come over here, right? Kasa Beis Yosef, Simon Tuf, Kuf, Chavzai, and then Mordechai is over to us, Alite, and Davar Matan, Lachamibi Yantif Shabbos. And then he says, he quotes, he says it's Aser on Yantif, and then he brings a raya from Hilchos Yantif to be Matir when it's the Tzarek Shabbos. So it's very clear that the Magen Avraham doesn't think that Yantif and Shabbos are different. So if he doesn't think Yantif and Shabbos is different, and he thinks as much as to give a tefillin on Yantif, and that's because there's Hilchos Yantif, so why is he getting all upset about giving the kelim to the Chasana Dayan? That's the difficulty. So the Magen Avraham is problematic on two accounts. Number one is against the Gemara. And number two is it's an internal contradiction within the Magen Avraham. The base mayor, Evan Ha'ezer Memhei, he's talking about Sivlonos over there, but he makes this kash on the Mordechai / Magen Avraham, and he basically rejects them. He says they're wrong. We would pass him like the Ran. And L'chora, maybe the Magen Avraham would have to concede that if you're actually getting simcha from this gift, then it would be mutter even on Shabbos. But he says, no, you can't give, I have to give a wedding gift. So when I see the chasen on Shabbos after he gives his pshetel, so I'm going to give him his wedding gift now. But I'm not giving it to him to enjoy on Shabbos. I'm not giving it to him for simchas Shabbos. Again, for the Mordechai, maybe we could say it's Dafka Yantif. There's a mitzvah Simchas Yantif. There's no mitzvah Simchas Shabbos. Only, I don't know. But for the Mordechai, Magen Avraham, you can't say that. So Al Karchacha, when he's Machmir because you're not really, you're not giving it to enjoy on Shabbos. You just happen to be giving the gift on Shabbos, but it's not Tzorach Shabbos. So Tzorach Shabbos would include, so he enjoys it on Shabbos. That would be okay. But if it's just an opportune time to give the wedding gift, that's when he is machmir.
So in case it's not, I'm giving him to make him happy.
That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's what the Gemara says. But the Magen Avraham said that over there. He says, Af al gav de achshav en ruyim lehanas b'yam, yikol makom simcha lo shenene b'shiluchan. So we are being mekayin. This is a kiyama simchas yantif. In a certain sense. But that's when he's Mako. Here he's Machmir. There's another way you could try to get out of it, save the Mordechai, maybe, I don't know. But I don't think it'll work for the Magen Avraham. There's an interesting Ritva. The Ritva says that's why it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter to send Tefillin on Yantif? Because Kigon Leslamid Behem Hilchoseyim. There's actually a practical Hilchos Yantif need, because you're going to learn Hilchos Tefillin from the Tefillin you got.
Okay. You can say that on Shabbos also.
You could, but the Magen Avraham says the reason why it's okay is because of Simcha. So that could conceivably help for the Mordechai. It won't help for the Magen Avraham. So I think the only answer I could really come up with for the Magen Avraham is you have to say that the Magen Avraham, if you're giving it in a way to be Nana on Shabbos and Yantif, then the gift is Mutter, even if there's no particular need on Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos is Mutter. That could mean because you're going to eat it. Or it could even be, or use it, or even be, enjoy giving it and getting it on Shabbos. If that's correct, so then the Magen Avraham is much less restrictive than he sounds. Others, as I said, like the Beis Meir, reject the Magen Avraham entirely. The Aruch HaShulchan is totally okay with the wedding gifts. He writes, L'dvar mitzvah, L'tzach Shabbos mutter, matana. That's the Magen Avraham. And then he says, V'yesh mi shetama ma'asha nos ne matanos l'chasam v'shabbos, Magen Avraham, of Memes, and iser b'zad, demikri davar mitzvah, shere mitzvah l'sameh chasam v'kala. Simchas chasam v'kala is a mitzvah also. Magen Avraham would reject that point. Mitzvah chasam chasam v'kala, this isn't simchas chasam v'kala. Maybe it's not even a chasam v'kala yet. Maybe you're just giving, maybe it has to be a mitzvah, a Shabbos mitzvah, or a yantif mitzvah, like Arba Minim. But, as I said, the Aruch HaShulchan is totally mako, and many poskim are machmir, are mako, like the Beis Meir. So when the Velt is mako on the Shaila, certainly yesh la mamilas bach. On the other hand, we try to be machmir. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are both machmirim, and it comes from the Risho, from the Mordechai. So l'maisa, ideally, we should try to be machmir, though certainly yesh, that the mekilim yesh la mamilas smoch. However, so what do you do practically? Right? So again, most Shabbos gifts are okay. You bring over a bottle of wine, you bring over dessert. There's nothing to talk about, obviously. Even the Magen Avraham would be matir. But sometimes, you know, you figure you want to give something else. Like they have enough bottles of wine already. And anyway, you don't know if they like a dry wine or sweet wine. So you want to give, I don't know, a sefer, a children's book, something like that. So ideally, in that case, what should you do? The best solution would be to be maknet to them before Shabbos. Who's zechiyah de'acher? Let's say you forgot, or sometimes it's hard to find someone to do zechiyah with. So the Mari Asad, and this is quoted in the Dirshu, note 24, also the Shmir Shabbos says, so you just give it to him, and you say, don't pikon it until after Shabbos. It's a pikadon until after Shabbos. And that works also. That's Netzah brought down, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And so practically speaking, there is, as I said, the whole issur is very questionable in the first place, but usually there's an etzah to avoid the problem. So if you are going to give a bar mitzvah present to the chasen bar mitzvah hadoyresh, so either, you know, if he's going to use it on Shabbos, then probably that would be okay for the Magen Avraham. Or if he's not going to use it on Shabbos, so then you should tell him not to be konet. Either be maknet him before Shabbos, that would be the best. Or if not, tell him not to be konet till after Shabbos. Yeah.
So if you take the machmir position, Mordechai Magen Avraham / Mishnah Berurah, wouldn't you have to understand the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Shol is discussing not l'tzarech Shabbos, not l'tzarech Mitzvah?
Right.
That's pashut.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you'd have to say that, otherwise it's much against stuff.
Mm-hmm. What about Hefker on Shabbos? So, now why would this be relevant? This also comes up for Tfilas Caleb. One, Eitzah, if you forgot to do Tfilah before Shabbos, so one option we said is give it to a guy. It's usually a better Eitzah, because being Mafker is complex. But let's say that's not a good solution. Could you be mafkired on Shabbos? During Corona, if you remember, Rabbi Shechter has this whole tshuva about how to be mafkir your kalim, when this was that right before Pesach, people got all these new kalim, but they couldn't be tovel them. So is that okay? So this is machlokas rishonim. One raya comes from the Gemara daf kuf chav zayin mebeis. The Gemara there says that demai is not muksa. Tevel's muksa, demai isn't. Why? Because roi laniyim, and you can make yourself a nani. How can you make yourself a nani? By being mafkir al yom nechasan. So what do you see from there? So Miri says, you see from here that it's mutter to be mafkir on Shabbos and Yantif. Ritva daf kuf chaf amid aleph says that's not a raya. He's machmir over there. The Gemara there talks about where there's a fire. And so you could go and say to other people, ba'u v'hatsilu lachem. In other words, you mafkir all your things, and everybody could go take them. So the Ritva says, 1 second, but you're not allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. And the answer is, no, over there, nechasim are basically mufkar v'omed, because your house is on fire. But otherwise, you see from the Ritva that it would be Asar. What about the Gemara Kuf Chazayin base? So he has the Gersa of Tosas over there that doesn't say Mafkir. So it Mais, it's Machlokas, Ritva is Machmir, Meiri is Megil. So one place, another place where the Rishonim discussed this is in the beginning of Psachim. Why? If you remember, Tosfos says that Bittul Chametz is a form of Hefker. And the Ramban asks on him, 1 second, we know you're allowed to do Bittul on Shabbos, and you can't be Mafgir on Shabbos. You see that the Ritva was actually going to cheat as a Ramban. Obviously, he held Hefker is Mutter. Now, Tosfos might answer, yeah, even if Bittul's Mitam Hefker, it's not Mamish Hefker. One way or the other, though, you see from the Ramban, at the very least, either Tosas would say, I hold like the Miri, that Hefker's Mutter, or maybe Bittul's different, but it felt like the Ramban. Once again, you see that regular Hefker, at the very least, is going to be Aser. I saw in the Dirshu note 25 in Siman Shin Lamed Tes, they quote from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that they're arguing about whether Hefker is Hakna or Siluk. Okay. So maybe even Din Neder, like the Rambam. One way or the other, so this question might be Hilchos Shabbos Shaila, or conceivably it's a Shaila in the Gadar of Hefker. So what's the halacha?
Why the Ramban wouldn't concede that it's a mutter with certain mitzvah?
No.
Why not? I mean, he doesn't have such a head.
Because if it's Mekach L'Memkar, it's Mekach L'Memkar. No, we're talking about Hefker.
And,
same thing. Maybe it'd be Machber by Matana, you're saying.
He says that Hefker is like Mekach L'Memkar. So, it's not Torah.
Yeah, but you're being mafkiyat from your rishus. That's what I'm saying.
Could be that you're also being mafkiyat from rishus by matana.
Oh, so, but here you're actively doing. In other words, it's not to be makel from matana. Is like the Ran explains that this doesn't look like a kenyan. Now they're just handing it to somebody, as opposed to here where you're doing a active maisa hafkamer shuso.
Yeah, isn't it? It's not just a kimas fasayin.
Okay, but you're doing an act. In other words, even if it's a kimas fasayin,
so it's saying, is it different than handing something?
Handing is, just looks like handing.
Okay, I don't understand why that. If anything, that looks worse than just saying something with your mouth.
No, one looks like a. This does, it doesn't. Handing over doesn't look like a kinyan. Giving to someone doesn't. Nobody thinks when I'm giving you a gift that there's a kinyan happening. When you're doing a maisa hefker, that's much more noticeable. But again, if you argue that there's no chiluk, so then we'll just say that, okay, so the Ramban would also be machmir by matana. In other words, maybe the Ramban, what you're arguing is, the Ramban Nistam would have to hold like the Mordechai. If that's true, so then we could also hold the kulas, namely, that if Litzach Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. And that's what Rosh Shlomo Rav Elyashiv says. This is in Dirshu Shin Lamed Tes, note 25. And he says, oh, so if it's Litzach Shabbos, for example, to be able to use a kli that's not tavul, then it's going to be mutter. Oh. I said, Bittul Chametz for sure is mutter, though the question would be why. Now, obviously, it's mutter to throw your stuff into the garbage can. And even if you're going to say the result is hefker, because that's hefker, that's memela. Now, there's the only sad to be machner, it's like we're saying, where you're doing hefker biadayim. Now, that's all with respect to being machmir. So we find machlokes aposkim, and maybe it's better to be machmir, unless it's a tzarech Shabbos. What about to be kona from hefker? So this once, I saw one, a Hefker Sefer on Shabbos. You know how we always have like in the sink, the Hefker's fire. So the question is, could I be Koned? Is that going to be Mutter? So if you take a look at the Dirshu note over there, he quotes from the Prima Gadim that it's Mutter Lezaklus Min Hefker, because there's no Kone Makne. I mean, there's a Kone, but there's no Makne. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas says also. You have to do it in a way that it's not nicker that you're doing a Kenyan. Okay, what about Pidyon Aven? Who said they wanted to talk about Pidyon Aven?
I didn't see him, so that you only wanted to talk about it. Uh-huh. It was really
okay, well, So we're not going to talk so much about Pidyon and Aved. But it is fascinating, just in Gemara, that in the Gemara and the Rishonim, until the Trumas Habeshet, nobody had talked about Pidyon and Aved on Shabbos. Isn't that fascinating? Like, what? Not sure. Saying this comes up 1 out of 7 Pidyon Avens. Pidyon Avens aren't that common. So the Trumas Habeshet discusses this. Simon Reish Shamachtes. And he says, you know, this is like a mechira to the Kohen, because the Kohen is selling the Tinoch. Wow. That's what he says. Now, 1 second. Obviously, this is not a regular mechira. It's not a mechira mamish. The Kohen couldn't keep the baby if he wanted to. But l'chora, the pshat is like we were saying before, which is that the way in which we do the transaction of Pidyon HaBen is sort of modeled after a mechira. Now, obviously, by the way, is modeled after a mechira. So you could avoid money, by the way. That's one objection. But I'll use Shabbat Kesef. Do Pidyon HaBen on a Kiddush Cup or something like that. So, but since it's modeled after sort of looking like a mechira, as you see from that lashon that we use, so therefore, it's also, just like we saw the Beis Yosef said, to be miyashiv the Ran's kasha as to why Erchen is also. It's actually very fascinating, machlokas, rishonim and achronim, if this is true. In other words, is Pidyon HaBen, should you look at it as a something sort of akin to a mechira or not? The Rush in the Bechoros at the end of the 8th parak says, talks about this minhag of the Gaonim to use this nusach of the Pidyon HaBen that we have. The Kohen asked the father, what do you want more? And the Rush doesn't like this because he says, that's not what's happening here. Okay, you know, the Gaonim said it, so we're going to do it.
Meaning it's not a real transaction. It's a...
It's a mitzvah for the father to give 5 shlamim to the Kohen.
Meaning, right, the Kohen doesn't have any relationship.
Seemingly, the Kohen's totally passive.
Right.
But could be that the Trumas HaDeshen is assuming, And this is where the minhag of the Gaonim comes from, that's not true. In other words, maybe we should look at Pidyon HaBen differently. Maybe we should look at Pidyon HaBen as transactory in some way. There's some sofer about it. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes it in Simon Shenhei. He says that if you learn like the Gaonim, the Kohen has to be a gadol, can't be a katan for this reason. There's a nafkamina as to how you look at Pidyon HaBen. Do you look at it as just the father? Is the Kohen playing an active or passive role, if you want to look at it that way? So nafkamina would be, is a katan kasher, and the fact that we do this nusach on this psak of the Trumas HaDeshen all points to the fact that perhaps, yes, the Kohen is playing an active role. In fact, the Gaonim even had a bracha for the Kohen. The Rush didn't like that bracha either. There's a Tosfos in Kiddushin that seems to assume this way also. It's about Ches on the base. It comes out Derech Agav. But Rabbeinu Tam over there says that even though you don't need Shuma for Kesef Kiddushin, Rabbeinu Tam says, but if you have like a ring that has engravings on it or the like, something that doesn't have a clear value, so therefore you shouldn't be Mekadesh with such a ring because she doesn't know how much it's worth. That's, of course, Armina. That's why we use a plain ring for Kiddushin. And he says over there, Derech Agav, oh, the same thing is true for Pidyon HaBen. So the Achronim say, what is Tosos talking about? Pidyon HaBen, as long as it's worth it, it's worth it. Who cares if the Kohen is just what Smichus Das is there? If he gives it, it's worth 5 shlamim. So the Ben is Padui. So, right, for Kiddushin, I understand why we're Machmir, because an Isha needs to have Miras Das. She's an active participant in the Kiddushin. But right, she's not gonna be makne herself if it's not worth what she thinks it's worth. But by Pidyon HaBen, what's going on here? The Kohen is just a passive role. So you see that this Tosfos learns again, which makes sense if you learn like this Gaonim, if you hold to this Trumas HaDeshen, that the Kohen is playing an active role. In which case, it's more obvious why it would be Aser on Shabbos. The Gra really doesn't like this approach. It's in Yerodea Simen Shin Mem, because the Rama writes that you can't do Pidyon HaBen al-Yedei Shaliach. And the question is why. And the Gra writes that Pinyan Aben is just a chov be'alma. And therefore, why shouldn't...
So Rebbe's saying that the Ramah is going to be there for the
Onan? That's one way. The way the Gras seems to learn, the Ramah, is...
And it's like the government that it's really transactory, so why can't I pay off? You know, why can't I do a transaction on Asia?
Why would you possibly say a shaliach is aser? The father doesn't have the rights to make what does the Gras say? The pshat is like this. The Gras says you don't even need shlichos because it's just paying off a chov. In other words,
Meaning if I pay off your chov, it's paid.
Right.
Even if you didn't appoint me to
exactly.
The shliach. But you wouldn't need shlichos going to the Ramah because it's a mitzvah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Very interesting.
So that's another application of this.
So that's the thing without shlichos.
Exactly. Now, where does this come up? So one shaila is the Maharshal's Eitza. Maharshal said that why can't you go ahead and you'll pay the Kohen before Shabbos and it'll be Chal on Shabbos. Right? That was the Marshal's. And therefore this should be a great Eitza because you'll be able to do the Pidyon HaBen Bizman. You'll make the Kinyan, will be Chal on Shabbos. Shmuel Sadeshin didn't like this Eitza, but that was the Eitza of the Marshal.
I thought that the Shmuel Sadeshin when you wrote that the problem is half the asses to the facts of it. So that's a strange reason to not do this.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? The reason why we can't do it on Shabbos is because the Suda. I mean, that was one of his reasons.
Right, it's one of his reasons.
But it's very fascinating that he...
Is that something you need to begin to end up with? The human fire scene?
It's sort of interesting. One of the reasons why we don't do it at night is that the post can bring down is because of Pirsum Enisar. We want to be able to have a Suda. And if you do it at night, nobody's going to come out, which is why some post can say, okay, so it's mutter nowadays. That's why many people in our community have Pidyon HaBens at night, assuming that the... You don't have to worry about the shach. In other words, you have the full amount of time because the reason not to do it, I think that's quoted by the Pesach Tshuva, is because of Pirsum Nisa and Pirsum. And it says, if you do it in the morning, Adarabba, like a weekday morning, who's going to want to come? If you do it at night.
It's true.
Right. So that's right. Well, look, it's Mako based off of that reason. So what you see from both of those sources is yes, that the Suda, the Pidyon HaBen, is a significant thing.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. It is fascinating. Maybe because like all the mitzvot that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, we like the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, we dafka try to publicize our belief in that way. Maybe that's the reason. Bekitzer, that was the Eitza of the Marshal. So Rekiva Eger, Sheil Sechuvos, Madura Kama, Kufnan, Tess doesn't like this Marshal. Why? Because he says, oh, yes, it's true you gave the money before Shabbos and you made it Tanai, but the Chalos takes place on Shabbos. It should be awesome. Mishamekav Mankar. Oh. So what do you see from here? Fascinating idea, which is that the Isser Mekav Mankar on Shabbos, according to Rekiva Eger, isn't just to do it, but if it's going to happen, if it's going to be done, even if you don't do anything, it's all set up before Shabbos, it's going to be Aser.
Well, he thinks that that's what it says in the Transcendental.
Correct.
Right.
But that's what he comes out.
Right.
Now, this theory is going to become very bad. Now, there's a big problem with this, which is one second. Well, we don't paskin that there's an Isser Shvisas Kalim, right? If I'm allowed to have my, plants get watered on Shabbos or whatever it is. Melacha d'oraisa. As long as you set it up before Shabbos, if it happens on Shabbos, heter gamor. And now all of a sudden for this d'rabbanan we're machlir, why should that be? Rekiva Eger apparently must hold that, no, the Isser here is a little different. it's not like all other melachos. When it comes to all other melachos, if you don't do it, it's fine. Whereas when, and there are those who argue that Rabbi Kiva Eger based on this reason, Rabbi Kiva Eger understood that the gather of the Isser was, the nature of the Takana was that the transaction not happen on Shabbos. It's not the Maisa that's the problem, it's the Chalos that's the problem. Why they were gozer in this way, I don't know. But that's how
it... Is there any way you're saying that it would be Mutter to have this transaction? I mean, isn't this Diakon transaction that the only issue was the Suda and the Brachos, but not the transaction, right? Meaning that the transaction itself is fine.
Rabbi Akiva Eger says like this. You're reading from the Tshuva's Rabbi Eger?
Yeah, Tshuva's Rabbi
Eger. And what does he say? He doesn't...
Harim the word.
I thought he was after that.
Oh, yeah, that's the answer. Oh, so yeah, I read the wrong part. Oh, so, no, sorry. Right, that's his different transgression, then he's holy? Okay, sorry.
So, in the end of the day, according to Rabbi Eger, there is this issue. Now, where does this come up? So, one place this came up is with vending machines, and then we'll talk about it for internet commerce at Shabbos. So, vending machines. So, if you learn, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, so maybe this should be aser. Maybe it should be aser.
What are you saying, to own a vending machine?
To own a vending machine that will be used on Shabbos, right? There are a lot of applications. What about if you set a limit order to sell stocks on Yantif? Shabbos, usually stock market's closed, but on Yantif. So that would be aser. As Rav Moshe points out, Chelak Emol, Simon Mendalit, according to Akiva Eger, that would be aser. Because even you set it up to happen. So that's a problem. So therefore, it would seem that according to Akiva Eger, the vending machines would be aser. And in fact, there were some achronim, the Givash Halavona, says that based off of Akiva Eger, it'd be aser to have a vending machine. However, the Marshag was Makil and said like this, even Rabbi Akiva Eger would be matir, the vending machine. Eger is only machmir when you specifically arranged in advance of Shabbos that the sale would take place on Shabbos. In case of vending machine, you're not doing anything on Arab Shabbos. You just put it out, and if a guy comes, and I'm assuming, let's assume that it's not going to be Jews buying from the vending machine. If they're going to be Jews buying, if you set it up in a place where it's likely to be Jews, or it's mostly Jews, then it could be a different type of issue of Lefne Iver or Misayeh or the like. But let's assume your vending machine is in a place where it will be primarily used by Goyim. So even Kvager could agree over there, because Kvager says what's Aser is to set up a situation on Erev Shabbos whereby the sale will take place on Shabbos. Here, you haven't set up anything on Shabbos. The guy decides he wants a candy bar on Shabbos. He puts the money in the machine and he gets it. Now, this Marshag is very important because we could argue based off of this Marshag that it's mutter, you don't have to close down your website on Shabbos, even though people might be making kinyanim, might be buying things, because it's just like the vending machine. Again, if you think the Kvigger is making on the vending machine, then this would be okay. And as we said, Rabbi Kvigger himself is a very big chiddush. That others disagree.
I don't understand the Marashag.
Yeah.
Isn't it like old Posse Sifuni? It can't be that Rabbi Akiva Eger requires a Maisa on Erev Shabbos to violate, because
it's not even a Maisa per se. It's the Isser is what Mekach Memkar means, that you can't set up a transaction on Erev Shabbos to happen on Shabbos.
So that can't really be true.
Why?
Because it's not Shabbos.
No, but that's the example. In other words, even though usually, just like there's an Isser of Amir al-Nachri on Erev Shabbos, right? Sometimes we do have Isurim on Erev Shabbos.
Isn't that because the Nachri is doing something on Shabbos? Not because...
No. Okay, well, here the transaction's happening on Shabbos.
Right.
The point
so
is...
Where did the pool of Rashad come from?
Because the Isser is, that is the Isser Mekach Memkar, to set up this situation on that would create.
So you're assuming that posits that it's because the Isser is even to do something on Erev Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, let's say, by
like setting up the opinion of Ben.
Achazara, let's say. Right, Tosa said, well, it can't be also all of Friday. Like, where does this thing come from?
Right.
It's trying to have.
Well, that might be because then you could never cook.
Okay, but that's a very practical. What are you saying? That's a practical impossibility that Tosis is handling with. Not
again,
because fundamentally, Mahecha Casey is a Shosh on Friday. No, it's Shaya for
Mirl and Achri, that's true, right? You can't ask a guy to do Malach on Shabbos Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Shakia is like that also.
What?
Shakia is like that also.
No, Shakia happened on Shabbos.
No, you mean Shehiyah B'Isser. If you had Shehiyah that it wouldn't reach Machal Ben Drusayim and Bushel Kol Tzarko for 5 days, so it's also 5 days before Shabbos.
Right, but there the Teich is you're leaving it there on Shabbos.
Well, that's the way the Chazon Ish learns it. That's not the only way to learn it. No, the issue is to set up that situation.
Okay.
So, as I said, first of all, Rav Kiviger is not accepted by all poskim. It's a very big chiddush. And second of all, could be Rav Kiviger would be Makel over here. So I saw there's a very nice sefer called Commerce in Halacha, written by Rav Kushner. He is the son-in-law of the Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Rav Miller. He has a nice sefer on these topics. He writes that according to almost all poskim, therefore it'd be mutter to have your internet business run on Shabbos. Says that because there are some machmirim, the better way to do it is to set it up such that the credit card payment is not made till after Shabbos. Usually it's not hard to do it. Usually the credit card payment anyway isn't taken until immediately because they need to see if like it's in stock or whatever it is. If you ever order something on the internet, it's not like when you press yes that the thing is deducted, the money is deducted right away. So that's the better thing to do. He also points out that we find in a lot of these things that there's definitely midas chasidus to be machmir on inyan emelu. There are many gemaras of people being machmir, but he thinks that according to all poskim, mikra adin, it's mutter.
Based on what Rebbe just said about the credit card, so should I not buy things Erev Shabbos on credit card because the kinyan won't take place until Shabbos likely?
So I don't know if you have to be choshish. You don't know when it's going to take place. I mean, you could buy Tuesday and it's the same problem. Might happen immediately. It might happen later. It might happen after Shabbos. So I don't want to be suffic. I don't. And at that point already, I don't think you'd have to be choshish. It's also not so obvious that's a Kenyan. But anyway. Okay. Schar Shabbos. Oh, goodness. We're so late. See, people who listen to this year won't realize because we started 45 minutes late. They think this is just a regular year. The Gemara in Bava Metzia and Nimchas Medala says, if your soch is a poel, lishmor is a para, ein enos nilo schar Shabbos. So, why is schar Shabbos aser? What's wrong with it? Rashi, ksubo samach da'adam and alef writes, gzeva misham mekach umemkar v'schiros. The Beis Yosef, Shin Vav Sif Hei, writes that notes that it's not just mimso chafzacha b'daber davar, but it's a takana b'fnei atzmo, gzeira misham mekach umemkar. And nafkamina would be therefore l'chora, we'll talk about whether this is true or not in a moment, that chafzei shamayim would be aser as well. Who's the iser on? Is it on the poel or also on the baal bayis, on the maskir? So you could be medayek from the Mishnah Berurah, Shinvav, Sifkatan Tezvav, as well as Chaf Aleph, even more clearly, that the Isser is only on the worker and not on the Baal Bayis. The Nafkamina would be for a guy. Is there any issue of Schar Shabbos to pay a guy to work for you on Shabbos? So let's assume the guy isn't doing Melacha, unless you're not paying them on Shabbos. But I, even though, you know, when you read the Mishnah on Bagdia, it sounds like an aser, right? In Sofan Sepolim, it sounds like it should be aser on the employer, not just on the employee. And in fact, the Shmir Shavskal Chasa went back and forth on this. In the earlier Madura, he was Mashmir, and then he came out to be Mako. Sometimes he does that.
Why isn't this, what about the Gemara Shemus Basir's Tolan? Why is
it? Who said, again, which Gemara Shabbos?
The Gemara Shabbos Kuf
Nun. Oh, we'll get there in a moment. That is the act of hiring. Here we're talking about Schar Shabbos. Okay? So you are right.
The act of hiring
on Shabbos is aser even for guy, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So a Jew may not hire a guy or a Jew on Shabbos. That's one iser. We're talking here about the iser of Schar Shabbos. The iser of Schar Shabbos is for you can't, even though let's say you hire a Jew to work for you on Shabbos, you hire them before Shabbos and you pay the Jew after Shabbos. It's still aser. Schar Shabbos, right? That din is an iser on the employee, not on the employer. And for that reason, it's no problem if the employee is a guy. So if you hire a guy to do before Shabbos, let's say, and you pay him either before or after Shabbos, and you don't ask him to do malacha, you're hiring him as a waiter, you know, to clear the table, to set the table. So that would be okay. Even though, you know, but for a Jew, that would be a problem. Again, we have the ideas of Havlah and the like, but leaving aside all those special Haterim, that would be Aser. Right? Is that clear what I'm saying? Good. So that's the din. Now, even if, now then, I guess let's bring up the point you said. So then we have the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, which is, there's a separate issue of hiring on Shabbos. Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro l'iskar lo polim and lo yiskar lo polim, and that's because of mimtzel chavtzacha. That's in Sif base.
Well, the Rambam assumes that's not
kosev. What?
The Rambam assumes it's not kosev.
Right. So that's the discussion. And there we have a kula when you don't say it in a way that resembles hiring a worker. So you can't, let's say you go ahead and on Shabbos you want to, you see somebody, a waiter, and you say, oh, you know, could you come and work for me after you're done this job? Even though you don't mention how much you're going to pay them, that would be a problem. But if you use a lashon that is not, you don't mention work or the like, can you come help me after you're done here? So then the poskim are mako, assuming that you don't specify an amount that they're going to be paid. That would be okay, even though the guy knows that they're going to be paid. And, you know, let's say they have a standard rate, they know exactly how much they're going to be paid, but that would still be okay. Now, there's another iser, which is, Uvdin Dechol, this the Magen Avraham writes in Tav Kuf Yud Zayin Siv Dalet, the Mishnah over there, Siv Katan Hey, is very common. Let's say I have a, I don't know, whatever it is, a cleaning woman or the like, and I want her to come on Yantif. Right? Let's say she comes every Tuesday. Tuesday's Yantif. I want her to come on Yantif, not to do any malacha, to clean up, straighten out the house. So that shouldn't be a problem, right? I didn't hire her on Yantif. I hired her before Yantif. Problem is, how do I pay her? So is it okay for me to go ahead and just leave the money in the drawer? And when she's finished, I'll say, you know, the money's in the drawer. Or you take what you need from the drawer. So don't even have to mention the word money. It's in the drawer. Thank you so much. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. That's aser. Because of Umdud Dechol. Tav Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Dalad. And the Shabura over there, Sif Katan Hay. She makes sure to pay them before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Now it's much easier. You can sell them and other things like that. Sometimes it comes up, they want cash, they don't even speak English and you don't speak Spanish. So people, this is an iser, though people don't realize it. I asked Rabbi Willig today, is there any eitzah to be makel on this? Like any eitzah? He had a very hard time. He couldn't come up with it. He came up with his eitzah that maybe it's a big chiddush that you say you're going to pay her on Sunday. And she says, but I need to be paid now. So you could say, okay, the money's in the drawer. but you're still paying them on Sunday. She's just taking it early. You're letting, allowing her to steal the money, but you're still paying her on Sunday. It's like chal on Sunday. I don't know, but it's not pashut. So one should avoid it. The issur of Schar Shabbos is also even if it's passive work. For example, the Gemara Ksuba Samchdalam Ralef talks about an Isha Moredes, they were Pochis Miksubasa, or if he's Moreg Ramosfa Miksuba. And the Gemara asks, why isn't that a Shaila of Schar Shabbos? And what do you see over there? That fundamentally, that this is Bechlal the Isser Schar Shabbos, even though it's totally passive, you're not doing anything. That's the Pashtos. You could say that's different. It's Masik Hashar Shabbos, it's Marzayim, but that's a Pashup Shat. Tosas Shabbos Yotes and Aleph points out as well that it's not just true for work. It would be true for rentals or the like. You can't rent, you know, this could come up if you're, for Simcha, you're renting a room, right? Renting a hall is Sir Schar Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Shin Vav Sifkatan Yotes, you can't take interest from a non-Jew on Shabbos, if, unless there's a Havla type of Heter. But let's say the interest is paid daily, even if it's, right, if it's paid weekly, it's okay. Paid daily would be a problem. Rav Moshe says it's okay because it's always going to be Havla if it's paid daily for a Chap, because they pay from 12 to 12. So the day starts at midnight and ends at midnight. So it's going to include some chol. But what about on Yantif? Then it's a problem. It's a 2-day Yantif, 3-day Yantif. So he says, when you close your bank account, make sure to leave a little bit of money inside of it so you don't take Schar Shabbos. Interesting. Maybe we'll get to other stud and lahakal over there. But that's the cool there. So what is this cool of Havla? So it says in Sif Dalit over here, Simin Shin Vav, that Hayas Chir Shabbos, Chir Chodesh. So that's okay. It's Havla. But it's only when it's one schiras. In other words, there's no heter of just because you pay them together. I hire you, I pay you per hour, per day, whatever it is, $10 an hour. And I say, I pay you on Sunday for your work on Shabbos and Sunday. That's not Havla. It's only Havla if it's one schiras. There's a machlokas, haposkim, what's the din if you hired him for a month, let's say. But I could fire him at any point. I could be chozer b'emtzat kufa of the schiras. So according to Ramah, that's aser. That's the Raman Sif Dalit over here. V'mschar l'chodesh v'hisna l'shalim lo kol yom, kach v'kach mikri schir yom, the aser. And the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Chaf, is meg. Brings the Shvus Yaakov was mego. D'me'arane in raya l'din zed d'b'einenu in yanenu af shalafi dvarav yachol asr l'salko b'emtza shavua mikol mokom estomalu yachzer b'emtza. In other words, I'm reserving the right to be chozer b'emtza shavua, but still it's structured as a weekly payment for a week's worth of work, and there's no expectation of anybody being chozer. The expectation is he's going to be paid for a week. So then according to the Shvus Yaakov, it is mutter. But again, everybody's going to agree that if it's several days or several hours or the like, you just happen to pay together, it's going to be aser. So, you know, let's say I hire a worker for $700 per week, and I stipulate that any day they don't show up, then they're not going to be paid. Right? $107. So the Chayadim says that's also aser, at least if you follow the Ramah. That's not Havla. Just like if the maskir is able to be chozer, it's not havla. So too, if the socher is able, the niskar is able to be chozer, it's not havla. Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that. Workers are considered workers if they are monthly workers or weekly workers. It's still havla, even though they have the right to be chozer. The only debate between the Ramban and Shvus Yaakov is whether if the employer has the right to be chozer. But everybody agrees that, again, not chayadim, but the Mishnah Berurah thinks lemaisa, if the worker retains the right to be chozer, then it's still considered havla, assuming they're paid by the week or by the month or whatever it is. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph adds that even if most of the work is on Shabbos, but it's a little bit of work on Motzei Shabbos and Arab Shabbos, it's also okay. Even though the Mishnah Berurah writes Motzei Shabbos and Arab Shabbos, the poskim say Shul Zalman doesn't mean both, either one. So if it's for 20 hours and 1 or 2 hours are on Arab Shabbos or 1 or 2 hours on Motzei Shabbos, that could still be havla. So let's say I want to hire a babysitter for Shabbos. We're going to bar mitzvah. We want to hire a babysitter. And we say, okay, you know, what does the babysitter get paid? $10 an hour. So we, but that's a problem with Shabbos. So we say, oh, no problem. You'll babysit for us on Sunday, 3 hours on Sunday, 3 hours on Shabbos, and then we're going to give you $60. So that's us, sir. That's not havla. It's two separate jobs. They have nothing to do with each other. So you have to hire her in a way that you're paying her $60. That's kolel the work on Shabbos and Sunday, but not that you're paying her $10 an hour. That would be aser. There are some who say, this is an Aruch HaShulchan has this idea, that if the work done on Shabbos necessarily involves weekday preparation, even though you're only paying them for the work on Shabbos, but they're going to, in order for them to do their job on Shabbos, you're going to have to prepare during the week, that's considered a vlas. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is bekel, firing a chazan for this reason. She'enem lochin ba'ad ha-shabbasos ela ba'ad she'ameilim b'zeh b'chol ha-shavua. This is a very difficult shot because it's not true. In other words, if he does a great job on Shabbos, even though he doesn't do any amelos during the week, you don't care. And you're not going to pay him for amelos during the week if he doesn't do it on Shabbos. It's all based off of Shabbos. So it's a very difficult kula on its own. Now, there's a second kula we'll talk about in a minute of mitzvah, but assuming you don't hold to that mitzvah kula, but that is a sad that some have. Other rye is that it's also, besides the fact that it's hard, it doesn't seem like you're being paid for your weekday work, is that the Rishonim talk about, and some object to the merchatz, even though there too you have to prepare before Shabbos, you have to like heat up the water before Shabbos and the like, and they still say there's a problem with paying for the merchatz on Shabbos because of Schar Shabbos. So you see that they don't hold of that idea. The Rebbe Yehuda is going to be mekel for the merchatz for a different reason, we'll get to it in a moment, because you're paying him for the itzos. But otherwise, it's aser. So what about Dvar Mitzvah? We don't really have time to get into this. This is a big machlokas Rishonim. Is there any heter Dvar Mitzvah? It goes back to that shaila we talked about at the very beginning of today, whether the iser for schash, not very beginning, very beginning of this topic, is the iser only because of Nimtzel Cheftzacha, in which case maybe Dvar Mitzvah is mutter, or is there a separate Mizunder and Gzeira? Beis Yosef, we saw as Medayik that it is. But this is the machlokas Rishonim. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shinvav Sifhei, he quotes the Ozrim Bestama, but he writes Yesh Matirin. So it sounds like Mikra, then we try to be Machmir. There's a Mashmos in Simen Tavkuf Pehe Sifhei that he holds Mikra and then it's Mutter, because he only writes Enurasim and Bracha. And he brings a Raya over there from Sacham Dafnanam, a base to be Mekel from the Sugya by Miturgaminan. Anyway, Lamaisa, it's better to be Machmir on this. There are Mekilim. But if possible, you should do it Aide Havla, if that's possible. If it's mutter, like you do Havla in appropriate ways, so then the Aruch HaShabbos points out, we don't say in a Rosh and Bracha about this. So what are the Eitzos to do it? So one Eitzah is to include some type of weekday work. In other words, not just work on Shabbos during the week also, hire him like by the week, by the month. Rishon Zalman Arbach points out, that has to be, it can't be a total harama. Because, like, for example, you hire him as a chazan, and you also have to, he has to work on Monday, daven mincha on Monday. So he said, nobody ever gets paid for davening mincha Monday. So that's just a joke, and that's not clearly going to help. Another eitzah, Mishabura, Sifkam Chavdalad writes, is lo yiktov betchila, mashalokech akarkach yesh lo mar darach matana. So if that's true, then that's true. In other words, if everybody's happy with that arrangement, you know, that the shul pays the balkori or whatever it is, no, they were in kotzev, and so then, again, that's fine. But you have to do that in a real way. You can't just hire a person and then every time you pay him say, oh, here's a matana. You'll be mocha the money I owe you, and I'm going to give you a matana. So that doesn't really work. As we said before, some are makel based paying him from the hachana, but it's also not so pashat because... because he doesn't need the hachana. But as I said, maybe betzirah with the fact that if it's a dvar mitzvah and the like. By doctors, it's mutter. As I mentioned, there's a discussion by tefillah b'Shabbos, paying for the mikvah, right? Paying for the mikvah, what do we do over there, right? Why is that mutter? So if you hold a dvar mitzvah, okay, that's one sad to be makeable. Like we said, we don't like that. So if you hold, one possibility is Nod Yudah, that you're compensating them for the expenses, and then it's behavla. Now, that's not such a good heter also, l'chora, because l'maisa, you're not being charged for the expenses, you're being charged for the services. It's not like you have to, if they charged you for the expenses and the service, fine. But that's not really what's going on. It's not so pasha to be mako. On the other hand, we could point out that maybe there's a tzad to be mako, because what did we say before? Who's the isaron? The recipient. Who's the recipient? There's nobody. Like the mikvah lady saying she's not getting any money. They're the mikvah. Who's the mikvah? The mikvah. Mikvah is the kehila. So maybe there's a little bit more of it's out to be mako. Okay. So much more to do, but we're out of time. So I will stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will start the new malacha next time. When is next time? I can't come in Sunday.